Good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. We've been learning about seeing the end and not getting lost in the process. The Pele Yoetz writes, he says like this, HaKlal Hu. He says, here's the rule. Lefi Dato. Umidotav shel ben, according to the mind and the character of a child, ha'av tzarich lehitnaheg imo. The father needs to behave with him according to who he is. Be'ofen shelo yecheta. And the goal is that he should not sin. He should not mess up. Ve'im yehetalo. And if the son does something wrong, yemaher limcholo. He says the father should quickly forgive him. Your son answers you back. He does something disrespectful. Sometimes parents, they get into the mud with their children. The child has his own issues and disrespects the parents. So the father goes in the mud with him. And they start to attack each other as if they are equal. Instead of being a bigger person and seeing the bigger picture, you get stuck in a destructive argument. Says the Pele Yoetz, be careful. Yemaher limcholo, which means quickly become the bigger person here. And forgive him. He says, Velo yedagdek kol kach imahem. He says, don't be so particular with your children's actions. So interesting. Sounds like he doesn't want us to be mehanecha children. He's saying, don't be so particular with them. Meaning when they mess up, don't be so on top of them. Don't be so strict. Ve'lif amim. And he says, and at times, ya'aseh atzmo keheresh lo yishma. And sometimes he says you have to make yourself as if, God forbid, you're deaf. Hashem made deafness in the world for a reason. One of the reasons is that a person sometimes voluntarily has to act like they don't hear.
That's me.
And sometimes you also have to be blind. Who ever thought that to be a good parent, you have to be deaf and blind? Don't be so particular. Make believe you don't hear some things. Make believe you don't see other things. What is going on here? The Pele Yoetz, one of the great Sfarim that we have. The Pele Yoetz is trying to tell you that responding to your children's behavior is not chinuch. You have to know that. Reacting is not chinuch. You might walk away after you react. Your son just did something. Your daughter just said something. And because you reacted, you thought, oh, I am a caring father. I'm a caring mother. I am mehanech my children. I care about their future. No, no. Says the Pele Yoetz, reacting to your children's behavior is not chinuch. What a chidush. It's a very big chidush. Most parents think that's the only thing that chinuch is. It's looking seeing what's going on, monitoring their Birkat HaMazon, making sure they're saying it and not missing a word, monitoring the time they got up, making sure they have them on schedule, monitoring the way they're talking to each other, to the parents, monitoring everything and ready to swing. Most parents, their idea of chinuch is they have a bat in their hand and they're just waiting for the ball to be pitched. And once it gets pitched, they go. And their logic is, if I don't react, so then how would I teach them? I'm here to guide them, and I'm here to straighten them out. So therefore, I need to be on call 24/7. These are the most annoying parents. Sometimes the parents who don't care about chinuch are better than the parents that do. Sometimes you see kids with parents who were checked out from the day they were born. Checked out, they didn't care, they didn't look, they didn't ask questions. And their kids came out great. And sometimes you have a guy who read every book of chinuch. All day long, he's a security of chinuch. And his kids can't wait to get out of the house and do whatever they want. You say, why, this guy really cares about chinuch. And this guy doesn't care. How does that happen? So obviously, the first guy is not that great either. But one thing good about him is, he doesn't react. Now, he doesn't do anything. So it's not a good thing either. But reacting to the behavior of your children is not chinuch. And sometimes could be detrimental to the very goal that you're trying to reach. This is what the Peleo Ed is saying. Sometimes make believe you don't hear. Just make who? Not make believe you don't hear to yourself. Make believe from their end that the reason why you're not reacting, why is that you make believe you don't hear? You have to hear. We'll see in a moment. Of course you have to hear. You better hear. You better look. You better see what's going on. But don't make them think that you heard. Because sometimes when they know that you heard and they know that you saw, you're forced to react. Because not reacting sometimes is reacting. Sometimes not saying something, not doing something is considered a reaction, which gives a message of acceptance of, it's fine. You can't do that. You see, they said something not nice and you heard it and you don't say anything. It's a problem. So you have to react. Sometimes you have to react. But even when you have to react, it's not chinuch. We're not saying never to react. But reacting isn't chinuch. Do you have to react sometimes? Yes. When, let's say for example, they're doing something dangerous. They're on a chair and it's swinging on two legs. So you have to react. Take them off the chair. They're holding their plate with full of pasta and all different foods and they're holding it on a 180 degree angle. Okay, so it's time to react. You have to react. And when you hear them do something that's out of line, you must react. Because if you don't react, it's you're saying it's okay. But none of those reactions are chinuch. That's something to keep in mind. What you just did by telling your son, oh, you're not saying Birkat HaMazon right? Did you miss that word? It's not chinuch. When you slot this in next to you in shul, Because he's not paying attention to the tefillah, it's not chinuch. You may have to do it, but it's not chinuch. Reactions aren't chinuch. So therefore, says the Pleyo Et, you would be smart in certain situations when it's better not to react because your reaction isn't going to be so great. If they're holding the plate in the wrong angle, it's not a big deal. You go over and just turn it to the right side and say, it's better this way. If they're on a chair and they're going to fall, so take them off. That's easy. But when they say something or do something that isn't good and you react, it's going to cause you more damage than not reacting. But you have to react because you hurt. You have to react because you saw. Because not reacting in this situation would be saying you're doing good. And that's a terrible reaction. But the best would be no reaction. Omotat. If they're doing something unsafe or something that you just need to go and fix the issue, not a big deal to react. That's not going to cause damage. But if they did something that was really not good, the wrong word said, the wrong actions, so then a reaction to that is generally negative. It's going to come out negative. You're going to yell, you're going to scream, you're going to talk, you're going to be not going to be good. No reaction is saying what you did is good. It's also no good. So says the Pelei Yoetz, you got to be smart sometimes to not hear or see what they did, meaning in their eyes, they don't know that you heard. In their eyes, they don't know that you saw. So now, when you don't respond, it's not called yes because they think you don't know. This is a tremendous chokhmah, tremendous wisdom. Reacting to negative behavior isn't chinuch and often is destructive. So it says the Pelei Yoetz, sometimes you gotta be smart and don't allow them to know that you know. We do the opposite. Tell me what happened. Tell me what you did from beginning to end. I want to know. Not bad enough that you saw what they did. You want to know from Bereshit all the way till Zot HaBeracha. You want to know everything. Tell me. And by the way, yesterday, when I was looking from the side room when you didn't realize, I saw you. What was that all about? We do exactly opposite this. We take something that we shouldn't see and we allow ourselves to see even more. All in the name of good parenting, of responsible parents. Pelei Yoetz says, you're misguided. You have good intentions, yes, but you're misguided. Because reaction isn't chinuch. Like I said, sometimes it's necessary, but it's not chinuch. Does that mean I'm not supposed to see? No, I have to see. Why do I have to see? Why do I have to hear? Why do I have to be present if I can't react anyway? If I don't want to react. So better, let me go on trips. Let me go on vacations. Let them do whatever they want. If they're playing in the basement, lock the door. Don't pay attention to what they're doing. Be absent. Be an absent parent. This way, if you're absent, you don't have to react. But that's also a terrible thing to do. Because he just said, you have to make yourself like it in here. You have to make it like you don't see. But why do I have to see? Why do I have to hear it? Very simple. Because if you really want to give chinuch to your son, to your daughter, you have to be aware of their issues. And the only way you can know what their issues are is by seeing them and watching what they do and hearing what they say. So very often their behavior is very critical for you to understand what is this child struggling with. Now, children generally struggle with a lot of things that are common. But sometimes your child is more struggling with this than another item. How do you know what your kids struggle with? When you watch them. When you understand what they're doing. If you're a person of chinuch that wants to succeed, so of course you're always watching. Of course you're always listening. Because you want to gather information so that you can be proactive in your chinuch to take care of that problem. If you see that your son or daughter are overly sensitive, it's got to register. And now you got to go and educate yourself how to give them chinuch, that they should be better in that area. If you see they're overly angry, more than usual, it's got to register so that you use your chokhmah, how you're going to help them deal with that anger. It's not going to happen on the spot. Reactions aren't going to help them. All reaction can do is put out fires. They don't help them become. Remember, chinuch isn't making them stop now. Chinuch is about the atid. It's about their future. It's about them being able to do it on their own. That doesn't happen with reactions. That happens with investment. That happens with wisdom ahead, strategy, how to talk to them. Maybe the first place to start, probably, not always, but it's usually a pretty solid indicator. If you see that your son is overly angry, probably you have to work on your anger. That's the first thing Chochmah says. And if you want to mechanech somebody, the first place to work is on yourself. Because very often, either you're the problem or you could be the solution. Because when they see in an angry situation how you handled yourself calmly, they notice that. And if they see it time and time again, it'll be a tremendous influence on them. That's the first place to start. Chinuch is very much learned from the environment. And then you may want to tell them stories when they're going to sleep. If they're age appropriate. They're 6, 7 years old. Tell them a story about the child who had an anger problem. Today, Baruch Hashem, they have many, many good storybooks written by God-fearing Jews. Then have a message to them. Not just 5 monkeys jumping on the bed. Today they have wonderful books that are written with wisdom, focused on different beautiful characteristics or challenges that a person may have in life as he grows up. So if you see your son is not careful with other people's pens and pencils and toys. He likes to take things. It's a desire. I want something. I take it. It doesn't belong to me. Okay. You see, they're not so careful with people's possessions. So, great idea. Find a book that talks about that subject. Read it to them. Nothing to do with them. Teach them. Model for them. Come home one afternoon. After he came from Shabbat morning, he say, wow, I saw this kid in shul. His friend came up to him and he said a not nice word. And I never saw such a kid with such control. He didn't react. He didn't yell back at him. He didn't get angry. Wow, what a beautiful kid. That's it. telling your wife that while your son is listening. That's chinuch. Chinuch is teaching. Chinuch is putting in the right feelings for the right things. Chinuch is something that happens over time, but it's a sure bet, as sure as you can get. Reactions on a chinuch. He's not saying Birkat HaMazon the right way. It's got to be a chinuch way to get him to say it. If he's not getting up the way he's supposed to get up, there has to be a chinuch answer to that. It cannot be a reactive answer. The reaction will make them do what you want. That's why it's tricky. When you react, you see immediate results. So it feels very, very empowering. Feel empowered. And here you are. They did something wrong and you stopped it. You broke it. But you really didn't do anything. You just stopped what they were doing because they're afraid of you. But they haven't changed. They are not going to be able to stand on the ground that you want them to stand on. Reactive chinuch is not chinuch. Should you know what's going on? Of course. Because how else would you know what things are more essential right now for your son or your daughter if you don't watch? That's why Shlomo HaMelech says, Hanoch lanar al pi darkom. There are many meanings to that pasuk. It means give chinuch to a young person according to his way. One of the things his way means, it means you got to know who he is. You got to know what he struggles with. Some kids struggle socially. Why? You got to give chokhmah. Maybe they're shy, but not in a positive way. Maybe they're scared to take risks. So that's why they rather go to the side. You have to know what your child's derech is before you can give him chinuch. Hanoch lanar al pi darko. You have to know his derech. So if you're not aware, if you're not watching with an eye to understand your son or daughter, so you won't be able to give them chinuch. Because it's not darko, it's not his issue. There are, of course, general things that all people need. But then there are things that you need to focus on. But you got to be aware. What a beautiful peleo etz.
Great.
And by the way, when you do have to react, you do have to react sometimes. It's no choice. You're stuck. You got caught. Be careful that your words are measured. Should be one-to-one. What's one-to-one mean? You saw them do something? You have to react? You focus on what they did. Of course, if you do it with anger, it's not a good idea. But that's the challenge of reacting at the moment. But let's say you're able to react calmly.
That's not appropriate. You can't speak like that.
Stop.
Usually, when a person reacts, they open Sefer HaZichronot.
There's this book that everybody has somewhere in their brain. It's got the records of all the different things that they saw or they think that they saw. And they don't always, like Ahasuerus, they don't always read the book. We feel this is the perfect opportunity. Once we're already reacting, listen, I don't like to react. But if I'm reacting already, bring it on. The logic is, show the kid that it's bigger than this. Explain to them how big and terrible their actions are. If you only focus on the moment, you're only focusing on a small problem. But once you tell them it's a problem,
let's go.
So tell them how big it is. Not only we do this with our children, we do it with our spouse.
Like, what a terrible mistake. The Peloyo S says better not to react. We do exactly the opposite. We react with hidur. Mehadri, meaning in the best way.
We bring it on. And again, our logic is, what's our logic? Our logic is right now we're doing hinuch. How are we doing hinuch? Because we're correcting them. So if I'm going to do hinuch by correcting them, let me show them all the other issues.
This way they get shocked and they realize how bad they are.
And hopefully then my words will land and they will have a positive effect. Of course, this person is L'shem Shamayim. So too with his wife.
Usually with his wife, he doesn't say a word. And he's proud of that. He tells his friends, me, in the house, I don't say it. Sometimes I don't
do it. Very, very much in control. I don't react. When things happen that I don't like, I don't. Like, he doesn't tell you that when he does react, all the avodah, all the work that he's proud of, he lets it all out in one shot.
Big problem.
Since you're not supposed to react to begin with, so if you're forced to react, you have to minimize it, not maximize it. Because it's not hinuch. You're reacting against your will. So minimize it. If you're going somewhere against your will, you want to be there as short as possible. Not as long as possible. But that's the difference. If you think that hinuch is reacting to what they do, so you want to be the best. But it's wrong, says the Peloyo Eitz. You're doing the wrong thing. Reaction isn't hinuch. Avoid it. And when you have to, minimize it. Sometimes you gain for the moment, but you lost the future. So if hinuch is the moment, you did great. But once we know hinuch is the future, you messed up. Sometimes what you gain in the moment is specifically the reason why you're going to lose ahead. There's a famous story, but it's a powerful story. Or the great tzaddik, the gadol of this city, Rav Moshe Feinstein, alav shalom. Big man. I mean, he was a short man, but he's a big man. Carried America on his shoulders. Moshe Feinstein lived in the east side. His children, great people as well. See that? So they say that when he was... used to learn with his children. He had a time to learn with them. I don't know if it was 10 minutes or a half hour or more. I don't know. But when he was learning with them, and he would hear that in the yard, that their friends were playing ball, he would tell them, go. Go play. Learning Torah, playing ball. Which is the right choice? Torah.
So why is the great rabbi saying, go play ball? Isn't that bitul Torah? Aren't you teaching them that ball is more important than learning? That's what many mehanchim would say. The father mehanech would say, oh, here's a great opportunity. Let me teach him
that playing ball, even though it's a lot of fun, but Torah is more important. And you have to sacrifice for Torah. And even if your friends are playing ball, you're going to sit and learn.
and you would learn with them, and you would, while he's learning, you'll tell them, look how great what we're doing. I know your friends are having a good time outside, but we're doing the right thing. We look great.
And you walk out of that session and you say to yourself, another value taught.
Check.
But Moshe Feinstein says, no. Go play ball. Wait, is that the right message? It's the wrong message for the moment, but the right message for the future. Sometimes you have to know that what seems to be right in the moment is wrong for the future, and what seems to be wrong for the moment is right for the future. Because if you measure your young son and you understand that in this moment he cannot appreciate that, he's not ready to appreciate Talmud Torah keneged kulam. He's not ready for that. He's not mentally, he's not spiritually mature to be able to hear that Torah, of course Torah is more important than playing ball. But in his young, immature mind, playing ball is fun. His friends, he's running around, sitting with a book, is maybe something nice, but it's not like playing ball. So you want your son to sit and learn and feel that learning is a sacrifice and learning is suffering. That's the message you want to put into his soul. When he grows older and you're not there, the first thing you didn't want to do is leave for something that you didn't let him leave when he was younger. For 10 years he's waiting to leave, because you planted into his soul that Torah means you have to suffer. So you gained in the short term, he's learning. In the long term, you lost. But Moshe Feinstein understood that Hinuch sometimes means go play ball, enjoy. Enjoy, don't let the Torah learning at this age be a burden. Because if you make it a burden, you're going to lose later. Now, when do you use that chokhmah? I don't know. But clearly, if you're thinking about the future, you'll probably get the right answer most of the time. If you're thinking about the moment, you'll probably get the wrong answer every time. It's all about your mindset. What is chinuch? Is it now or later? If it's now, get as much done right now. React to anything that happens right now. Stop everything. Do everything. If it's future, all of a sudden you become smarter. All of a sudden you don't react. All of a sudden it's a whole different world. Actually, Rav Moshe Feinstein said that. He said that how come many, many of the people that came over to this country, especially Ashkenazim, they came many years ago, and it was very hard to keep Shabbat, and they sacrificed to keep Shabbat. They had lost their job every week. But you see their children, even though they came from such mesirut nefesh, such sacrifice, their children totally left the religion. How can it be such parents produce such children? And the great rabbi said that true, they sacrificed. And when they got home, they made sure everyone knew it was a sacrifice. They got home and said, oh, so hard to keep Shabbat. Okay, this is what we do. They did it. But they made sure everyone knows. When kids grew up thinking and hearing that this is a sacrifice, they said, okay, it's good for him. What do I have to do for? Beautiful example. When we react, it has to be with thought. When we react, it has to be positive. Instead of telling the kid, why'd you do this? That's like a dumb question to ask. I say it's a silly question. What do you want him to answer? You don't answer me. Now it became another item. You asked him a question that has no answer. And now you're upset why he's not talking back. Talk to me, answer me. Why'd you do that? What kind of question is that? Why did you do that? It's like asking a person, why are you jealous?
Why are you jealous? Is there an answer to that question? Because I'm born with a desire for jealousy. Why did you yell? Because I'm born with a desire to get angry.
You can't ask questions that don't have answers. That's not a reaction. It doesn't lead anywhere. If you're going to react, talk about what needs to happen, not why it happened.
The proper way would have been to do this. The proper way would have been to say that.
If you're going to react, so make sure it's short, to the point, and make sure it has to do with the solution, not with a question that has no answer, which will only lead to more frustration. Minimize the damage that is about to happen with your reaction. Minimize it as little as you can.
The Ramban has a comment in Parashat Ki Tisa on one of the perfumes, one of the spices that was used to create the Shemen HaMishha. Shemen HaMishha is the oil that they would anoint with that oil. They would anoint the Melech with that oil. They would anoint the Kohen Gadol. They would anoint the vessels of the Mishkan. Called Shemen HaMishha. So the Torah tells us what are the ingredients to Shemen HaMishha, this oil. And one of the ingredients is called Mor Deror. The word Mor means Mem Resh. Mor means perfume. Deror usually means freedom. Mor Deror, the perfume of freedom. So says the Ramban, what is this? What is this freedom? Mor Deror is the freedom perfume. So says the Ramban in his first explanation, Deror, Milashon Ukratem Deror. Torah says, during Yovel, we say it's time for freedom. Lands go back. Slaves go free. Freedom. Ukratem Deror. So what does that have to do with here? Says the Ramban, Sheyiyeh Hofshi Min HaZiyufei HaTarovet. This perfume, this item has to be free from any kind of additional ingredients that make it not pure. It's got to be pure perfume. No mixture that will ruin its authentic, natural perfume reality. So Deror means free from. That this perfume is free from any external things that might ruin its authentic nature. Oh. Says the Ramban, ve'ulai, listen to this. And maybe he says, that's not the real reason why it's called Deror. Ulai nomar, he says, maybe we could say this. Shehitzricha katuv liyoto hofshi. You know what it means that the perfume needs to be free? Lomar, it's coming to tell you, sheyukach min hatzevi hahu. It has to come from the tzevi. Tzevi is what? From the deer. This mor, this perfume comes from somewhere in the deer's body. So says the Ramban, when you take it from the deer, he says, make sure you take it from the deer that's hofshi, that's free. Ben arugota besamim, if the deer is going wherever he likes,
ומתענק רצונו, and he's enjoying according to his ratzon, according to what he wants. That's what he's doing. Find a deer like that and take the perfume from that deer. Ki ka'asher yilachid, says the Rambam, because when the deer is captured and they put him in a cage, ve'ya'amod birshut Adam, and somebody else is controlling him, lo ya'aseh mor ki'im me'at, he's going to make a little amount of perfume, less than the one who's free, ve'enenu mevusam, and it doesn't smell so good. But what a rabban. When the Torah says, make sure you add this perfume to the shem and to the oil, make sure you get it from a deer that is free. A deer who is in the cage doesn't produce quantity and quality of perfume. And this is very much relevant to Hinuch. Because if Hinuch is allowing someone and guiding someone to stand freely on their own, a person who stands freely on his own is going to have a lot of perfume in his life. He'll be able to do a lot of beautiful things. But a person whose chinuch is in a cage, basically just following orders, but if the chinuch is just taking people by the neck and holding them down out of fear of somebody coming to do something, if they're learning because they're afraid, if they're praying because they're afraid, if that's what they're doing, they're afraid of you. If that's your chinuch, is to scare them to do the right thing. So their perfume, their inner beauty, will never come out. Not in the same quantity and not in the same quality. This is a tremendous Ramban to give guidance of how important it is that we always remember that Hinuch is putting them on their feet. Reactive Hinuch is not Hinuch. Hinuch is something thought out, something planned. Better not to react. If you have to react, keep it at a minimum. This way, you help the person that you're trying to raise to become a person of independent greatness. Baruch Allah le'olam, amen ve'amen.